This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got a treat today. He's been recognized in Times and Forbes and so many other different publications on Shark Tank. You've seen him on Shark Tank. Giannis Moti from Hotels by Day. Giannis, thank you for being our guest today.
Sure, my pleasure. Man, thank you, Derek.
I remember seeing you on Shark Tank, and that's where I was introduced to you. And I know you've got it's so much more than that, but I know you get that a lot. So give me a little bit about your journey, just the things that stand out to you with your background. I know you've been traveling like crazy since a young age. So tell us a little bit about your background, maybe some highlights as an entrepreneur, and then we'll kind of get to where you are now.
Sure, of course, with pleasure. So I was born in Tunisia, in North Africa, from Italian and French parents. And so my background from birth has been very wide because it had different cultures all mixed up together, different foods, different religions as well. And so it was all three religions that I was, raised up with.
Wow.
Very varied, maybe too varied for its own good because it led me astray many, many times. And it confused me more than it gave me path and direction and all
sure.
that. But, it could be argued that it was a breeding ground for entrepreneurship because you had to be quick on your feet and understand what other people's concerns and perspectives were. Not that I want to go into too much philosophy, but it brings from the onset a vision that might be a little bit wider than if you had one path, one setting and one community to deal with. So,
right.
So that's a little bit of my background on a personal level, but on the professional level, as you mentioned, there's been a lot of traveling. I was, I came to the States when I was at the tender age of 15.
Okay.
And it was an immense culture shock. I mean, talking about being aware of different cultures, this one really topped it. 15, you're an adolescent or a teenager,
right.
And you're starting to get some markings, and then you end up in an American high school with a lot of different criteria, a lot of different codes, a lot of different unspoken codes, and
right.
So it took me a long time to figure it out.
Wow.
But it was fun. At the end of those 3 years of high school, I came as a sophomore, and lots of fun, very interesting, and it opened me to the American culture and American way of seeing things, which I see it as very optimistic, very hopeful, hardworking, and very ethical.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit DerekChampagne.com.